Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today, Monday. So glad you've tuned into our program. With me in the studio is Eric Norquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, and he works with individuals, couples, does a fantastic job. An area of his expertise is addiction. So welcome, Eric.
Good morning, Chris. It's good to be here.
It's always good to snag you. We've done radio programs in the past, but you have full schedules and a busy life, and
for sure.
So I'm really happy that you're here.
Well, thanks, Chris. I enjoy doing these. I think this might be about our eighth or ninth over the last few years. So.
Yeah. Well, I need to get you to do more. Eric, what's the topic for this week?
I'm calling today Understanding Sex and Pornography Addiction. It is such a prevalent problem that I thought listeners might need to get a little more information about it, about identifying it, about how to treat it, and how to work with it.
And before we even get into the conversation, Eric, I would like to let our parents know that if you have young people or adolescents in the room, we would encourage you to ask them to get busy doing something different, because we are talking about a sensitive topic, mm-hmm. a topic that needs to be discussed.
Yes.
And we certainly, though, do not want to say something that those little ears are not prepared to hear. But Eric, you have been working in the area of sexual addiction, pornography, for a long time.
I'm going to turn over 20 years here in April.
I thought we were approaching a couple decades.
And it started right about the time I came back in the late 90s.
Yeah, yeah. So I know we're going to get into just defining the topic and some of the stats, but I have to ask you, this is a tough area. What caused you to really begin to focus on these types of addictions?
I think because I saw the impact it was having on the entire family, mm-hmm. and on our society, and I just know that it's not something traditionally we talk about in church, and I knew that Christians and non-Christians alike really needed some help in this area.
Absolutely. I'm just so glad. And that 20 years ago, I mean, nowadays it's a little bit... you know, the church is cracking the door open,
yes,
and addressing
are.
Some of these issues. But my goodness, 20 years ago, you just couldn't even say the S word in the foyer.
That's right.
You know, it's so, I know we've come a long way. Now, the topic, understanding sex and pornography addiction, aren't they the same?
Not exactly. We'll talk about a little bit later today in our show what truly defines an addiction and what is just kind of a bad habit. You can have people that are sex addicts that use other means other than pornography, mm-hmm. to run their addiction. But typically, if somebody is addicted to pornography, they also are addicted to sex. And pornography is probably the most common type of sex addiction.
So, across the board, age-wise?
I was looking up some stats in the last week to get ready for this, and it said that I found two different stats. One said 65, one said 77% of men, both Christian and non-Christian, the statistics were not much different, which is a bit alarming, mm-hmm. view pornography at least once a month. But you get to the younger age groups, boys 13 to 24, and there are 40% that say they look at pornography regularly.
You know, I sitting here, it's this is not my area of expertise. I work with couples in areas that they struggle sexually. But the addiction, when that surfaces, or pornography, I send them to you. I said, let me refer you to a great therapist. But I'm alarmed, even in as much as I am exposed to all of this, mm-hmm. that this percentage, 64 to 71, did you say?
65 to 77% of adult men.
Once a month?
Or more.
Now, define, I'm going to chase some rabbits here just because I think our listeners may have the same questions. Define pornography in the sense that, I mean, someone might be sitting at their computer.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how they do it, but something pops up that is, I would say, oh my goodness, that's terrible,
obscene.
And I exit out.
Right.
Would you count that as viewing pornography?
No, I'm talking where someone actively does a search for sexual material online. I was looking at another statistic. It's something like somewhere between a quarter and a third of all internet searches are looking for sexual material.
My goodness.
It's hard to believe.
It really is hard to believe. And it's become so easy. Again, 20 years ago, you really had to sneak around.
That's right. And about 20 years ago was about when the internet developed, and that's when this has really, really taken off. Before then, you had to go to a bookstore or a gas station to get a magazine, or you had to go to your local strip club or maybe adult bookstore.
So, and then hide them under the bed from the kids and all of that. The numbers, of course, for 1324 is lower. Do you have a reason for that?
Well, it's higher. They're doing it regularly as opposed to monthly. Yeah, boys are looking at pornography during their teen years and early adulthood regularly, which, you know, the clients that I've had that aren't necessarily addicts, like just your average teen boy that comes into Perspectives, and I usually ask them about their sexuality, and I'm going to say the vast majority of boys will say that they view pornography on a regular basis, several times a week.
What about, and I want to apologize to our listeners, I have a cold. So if they hear me talking in the background, rather than stop our interview, we'll just keep coughing and move through it. Women, yes. Before we take a break, I'd like you to answer the question when we come back. Do you have stats on women?
I do.
Okay. Let's hear from that, but first let's hear from our sponsor.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Eric Nordquist on the topic Understanding Sex and Porn Addiction.
Yeah, we were talking just before the break, Chris, about male statistics, but then you had asked just before the break about female statistics. The current female statistics are about 15% of females are using pornography on a regular basis. So it's less than a quarter of the number of males, but it's a substantial number of females, and that number is definitely growing. Females are becoming much larger consumers of pornography, and kind of throw in romance for the girls too.
Erotica,
exactly. So sometimes it's more contained in stories, maybe fewer visual images.
But there's still the numbers on the rise.
It's absolutely on the rise. The internet provides all kinds of search engines and ways to look up different ways to connect with people sexually, images of pictures. We all know, we've heard about stories coming out of high school and other people where people have sexted nude pictures of themselves to their boyfriends, mm-hmm. and they end up going viral, and they're shared with the entire school. And you can't take that back. So I think schools are doing a good job. Certainly Troy School is doing a great job of helping educate kids on what to do and not do online.
And even here, if you could share with our listeners some of the things that we do to help get the word out.
You mean to get the word out on?
Open houses.
Oh, yeah. We do have a couple school counselor gatherings here at Perspectives, a couple semi-annuals, and then also we offer frequent pastoral ones coming up soon. Mm-hmm. Pastoral open house on dealing with pornography in the church and how to help your parishioners, when to refer to a professional, depending on the level of addiction.
So this week, as we, Monday is usually kind of just an overview and a defining the topic. What are we expecting to hear from you this week?
Kind of a topical. We're going to talk about the making of an addict, what makes people prone to this, their family of origin experience. We're going to talk a little bit about the core beliefs that someone with an addiction has. We're going to talk about how it's a cyclical phenomenon, mm-hmm. how this becomes how it kind of feeds on itself and builds on itself to become a problem. We're going to talk about consequences of it. We're going to talk about phases of it. We're going to talk about how to recover from it, and what I do in treatment with somebody to help them make some changes.
And this is a lot. You're going to be covering a lot. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you know anybody that potentially struggles in this area, have them tune into the program throughout the week, because I know Eric is truly an expert in this area of addiction to sexual addiction and pornography. But before we wind down, can you define addiction? Because when you say somebody looks at pornography one time a month, mm-hmm. that would not be defined as addiction.
Right. We need to probably open up and talk some more about that. Someone that uses pornography occasional or has certain sexual issues is not necessarily addicted to sex. So we mm-hmm. need to discriminate between those that are using pornography occasionally and those that are truly addicted to pornography or have a sexual addiction. But I define addiction in this area as a preoccupation with sex as one's most important need.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an alcoholic has an affair with a bottle, sex addicts have an affair with sex and romance.
Isn't that, and truly an addiction where they are really driven? It's on their mind all the time. It is made its way to the very top of the list.
It's their most important need. It's more important than their family relationships. It's more important than going to work and performing well. It's more important than God.
Mm-hmm. And it just takes precedence over everything.
Right.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for taking time to be with us all week long. I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. There's several articles on our website, blogs that address this issue. And our number is coming up here shortly. Jot it down. If you have questions, please pick the phone up and give us a call. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I sure can. Looking forward to this week.
I am as well. Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.